During Indonesia's ongoing election campaign, it seems the candidates have made corruption their highest priority. Some small political parties have hung large banners throughout Jakarta demanding the death penalty for the corrupt. President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, however, has the advantage in this issue. During his term in office, the country has seen several prominent anti-corruption cases investigated by the highly feared and highly revered Corruption Eradication Commission, or KPK. Danang Budayoko is the coordinator of the civic group Indonesian Corruption Watch.
KPK is like, you know, island of integrity in the sea of corruption in Indonesia. And KPK becomes a hope, also a hero for the public.
Even the recent arrest of the KPK's chief on murder charges has not seriously dented the commission's reputation. Its record speaks for itself. 100% conviction rate for cases involving some of the country's highest-ranking officials. In comparison, in more than half the corruption cases brought to ordinary courts, the suspect walks free. The judiciary is considered one of the most corrupt institutions in Indonesia. The key to KPK's success is its total independence to investigate and prosecute cases in a special anti-corruption court. But Widayoko warns that the KPK's power may be in danger because this year, Parliament must pass a law to allow it to keep its independent court.
If the KPK will, you know, go to the ordinary court, then KPK will have a problem, you know, with the judicial corruption and also the uncertain legal process in the ordinary court. You know, the problem is we have the corrupt political system. So that's why we are in very, very hard times now, because the MPs will try to reduce one by one the KPK authority.
There are concerns that Parliament may not act to protect the independence of the corruption court. Muhammad Yassin, one of the four KPK commissioners, says that he is not surprised to see a lack of support from Parliament.
We're handling the high-ranking official, including minister and ambassador, and also the governor of the central bank, and also the former chief police, including the member of the parliament. So that is why Parliament did not like us. So this is one way to, you know, to reduce or maybe as a strategy to weaken on the KPK. So this is very dangerous actually. But we believe that we can, you know, can maintain ourselves because we have, you know, strong support from the public.
Each candidate in the July 8th presidential election pledges to issue a decree protecting the KPK's authority if Parliament fails to pass a law before the December deadline. But Tudung Mulya Lubis, the president of corruption watchdog Transparency International in Indonesia, says campaign promises are not enough.
You cannot send people to jail, you know, as the only strategy to fight corruption. Because you put 1 million corrupt officials to jail, then you will have another 2 million committed to corruption. It is not the only answer. The other answer is a system that guarantees transparency and accountability. You could have that if you have a, you know, bureaucratic reform taking place in this country.
Only the Ministry of Finance has started to reform its bureaucracy under Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati. But she says it has not been easy to change the way employees think.
You have to admit that we are all committing this crime. The corruption is not because they're greedy, maybe some of them. But the corruption is because the system is so bad that make them becoming impossible to become a good public officer. When the system is become right, I expect your behavior to also follow the right thing.
Business people say that in the Ministry of Finance, corruption has sharply declined. Tax and customs revenues are up, and business leaders say the processes are smoother and efficiency higher. Even though investors still complain about red tape, the situation is far better than with other ministries. Reforming the countless central and local administrations remains a huge challenge that will have to be addressed by the next president. But anti-corruption experts say a radical transformation of graft-ridden Indonesia will demand tremendous political will and skill. Selena Nohin for VOA News, Jakarta.